Welcome to the Local Marketing Podcast. My name is Bob Terrio, and this is where you get to find out everything you need to know to start marketing your local business or your e-commerce business. Thanks for joining. Let's get into it. Hello, this is Bob Terrio, and welcome to the Local Marketing Podcast. I am super excited to be back with you guys. It's been a little bit, or as they say, it's been a minute, but I am inspired. I am excited to see businesses opening back up again and it kind of going back to normal. Now, when I say that, during the pandemic, I was doing some episodes there towards the end talking about the pandemic in 2020 and how it was affecting business, and it turned everything upside down. So now, as mandates are mostly gone, and it seems like we're going back into some kind of normalization, which that's an understatement, because I don't think things are ever going to be normal again in regards to business. What this pandemic did was it opened up the eyes of a lot of people. So you hear about the Great Resignation, you hear about people working remotely, you're hearing about businesses that realize that they don't actually have to have physical locations, and online direct business to business or consumer to business is just exploding. So if you haven't learned that yet, you have to realize that you can now conduct your business through Zoom. You can conduct your business online. It's just there's a big, huge paradigm shift that is taking place. And so what has inspired me to do this short episode, because I'm going to keep it short and brief for you guys. What has inspired me is the fact that there was an incident, a weather incident that happened in my area. I live in far west Texas, the city of El Paso. There was a hailstorm here that affected a portion of the city. And so, you know, there was a lot of roof damages, garage damage, hood, automobile damage, paint, dents, things like that. And so what caught my attention is, because I am so involved with social media, is all of a sudden on my news feeds and galleries, I started seeing a lot of businesses in those categories, you know, paint, dent repair, auto repair, roofers, start advertising. And my first instinct is, great, fantastic. I'm so happy they're doing it. And as I dug a little deeper, I'm noticing they're not getting a lot of engagement. The ads aren't put together well. And if you go back and you look, as I was looking through their feeds and things like that, I'm noticing that their social media was dormant up until this point. So there's a hailstorm, and now they decide, I need to market and I need to advertise. So my message is simple today. Don't wait for your hailstorm. If you are in, I don't care what profession, I don't care what industry you're in, you know that there's ebbs and flows of business. There's peak times and there's slow times. And an example of this is the housing market right now, right? The real estate housing market is going great. You know, gangbusters. I see a lot of realtors online that are flexing, showing their new cars, showing their lifestyle because they're selling houses. And the truth of the matter is they're selling by default. These houses we're going to sell with or without the real estate agent. Now, granted, there are some realtors out there that do a really good job of building teams that deliver a lot of value to the marketplace. But in my city, the last time I checked the MLS, which is the multi-listing service for realtors, there was like 200 houses on the market, as opposed to there being anywhere between 2,500 and 3,000 in a normal market. So that tells you that the demand is, you know, it's lopsided, right? So you right now, if you're in real estate, you really don't have to be that great of an agent. I mean, you just got to get the person, you got to get to the house, put a great offer in, and it's accepted and you sell it, right? So, but that's going to shift. That's going to shift. Just like all things, what goes up must come down. What heats up must cool down. So my message is clear. If you are not messaging, advertising, and marketing right now, getting ready for your hailstorm, then what's going to happen when it flattens out? So you have to be creating content. You have to be creating a funnel, a customer journey in your marketing. And, you know, what happens is people become lazy, or they don't think social media works because they post a couple of times a week and they expect a flood of business. So month three or four, they've totally given up. And you can't do that. You can't do it. You have to be consistent. So the whole key to all of this marketing stuff is consistency. And I always use Coca-Cola as an example. Coca-Cola is the number one, the largest beverage company in the world. And I haven't looked at the numbers for last year, but they usually spend over $1 billion, I think. The last time I checked, it was $1 billion in 2019. And they continue to advertise. Why are they number one? Well, first of all, their products are good, right? You have to have a good product. Number two, they are constantly advertising. They are constantly marketing. So you have to take on this same mindset for your business. When it gets slow, double down on advertising. And when I say advertising, I'm not saying spend money. If you've got the money, you've got the budget like you should have. If you are a real business, you should have a marketing budget, right? But you can do a lot of stuff organically. Posting on Facebook a few times a day, posting a few stories, posting on Instagram, using Instagram Reels, using TikTok, using LinkedIn, Twitter, Google My Business. Now, you have to do a little bit of research and find out where your what your customer avatar is and see where they are. Where are your ideal clients? Where are they visiting? What platforms are they on? Now, if you've got the wherewithal, the budget, the money, I always say do everything, right? As far as being on every social media platform. What takes the time up is content creation. And there's a saying in marketing, content is king. Well, that's never been more true than it is today. So my message, again, create content, be consistent, don't give up, and get ready for your hailstorm. You know your industry, you know your cycles. You know, ever since the pandemic, I don't think people really have a good feel for what normal is anymore. But you know that there's going to be opportunity. And so preparation is going to be, you're going to have success if you prepare correctly. So I'm here, you guys. We're back in it. This is episode 38 of the Local Marketing Podcast. If you have any questions, please leave a comment. Please go to Apple, leave me a review. Send me an email. If there's a question, if there's something on your mind about marketing, tell me what business you're in. Tell me what you're having a problem with, or just a question. You can email me at bob@bobterrioconsulting.com. You can find me on Instagram @TheBobTerrio. You can find me on Twitter @BobTerrio. You can find me everywhere. Just Google me, you guys. But reach out. Reach out. Let me know if there's a question. My goal is to have a couple of local business people on here to share their wisdom with you, but I'm going to try to keep these episodes short, and I'll be coming to you with more content. But don't give up. I'm rejuvenated. I see businesses now coming back. I see them, and so I just want the best for you. I'm going to try to deliver the best marketing information I can. That's my goal, is to help local businesses and e-commerce businesses. And so I'm here, you guys. So thank you for listening. I hope this was helpful. If anything, it got you thinking about your content creation and you getting going. Remember, yesterday's gone. There's nothing you can do about it. Live in the present today. Write down your goals. Make sure that you start posting out from here on out, and make sure that you are going to market your business in some form, some fashion, but get started. Just get going. I'm so excited. Thank you for listening. Until the next episode. Take care. Bye.
You just listened to the Local Marketing Podcast with Bob Terrio. Until next time, keep pounding the pavement.